Lamed Gimel Ba'ima. Shnas Tov Shin Samach Hei. Today's daf is Daf Chaf Hei. And we were in the middle of the sugya of Shemen Sreifa. What exactly is the Yisur of Shemen Sreifa? We had a number of different possibilities. Of course, all of them are predicated on learning out Truma from Kachin, basically. But the Yisur is She'in Sorfim Kachin, beyond of either. Because of the extra pasuk adultar mimenu ad boker, which insists to take boker sheni, which means that there's an iser to burn on yontif proper. By the way, what should trouble us about this is that if it's truly a din yontif, then why ad boker? And if you tell me it's a din of ad boker because that's this man that's miyuchat for zreifa, so maybe there's nothing to do with the fact that it's yontif. But I mean, you see, the answer suggests itself. That this is Sreifa Belaila, I understand. What possible reason would there be not to be served beyond, unless it would be, you know, all of the Inyanim Sreifa Skarchim are beyond. Okay. But certainly worthwhile thinking about. So that was one possibility, the Ad Boker. Abaya suggested that it was from Lo Olat Chol B'Shabbat, because of Olat Shabbat B'Shabbato, and therefore you cannot do anything which doesn't have Zman Kavua. And Rava says it's from the extra pasuk hu levado, that even on yontiv you can't do the things that are shaloi bizmana, that don't have a chiyav to be bizman kavua, just like mila. If it's not bizman kavua, for whatever reason you'd want to do it, and it's a mitzvah and a tikkun and so on and so forth, nonetheless something which is shaloi bizmana is not a chiyav. Rav Ashi learned it from Shabbaton, since it says by every yontiv Shabbaton, besides the iser of the lotasu kol melacha, but also the Torah insists b'yom harishon Shabbaton, b'yom hashvi'i Shabbaton, keeps repeating it, which means that there's a mitzvah sasei. Since there's a mitzvah sasei, the mitzvah of sreifa on yontiv would have to be doche. Both mitzvah sreifa skorchim beish tisrofa would have to be doche both on asei and on lotasu. So from all of these psukim and rayas and from the Mishnah, it's clear that the only halacha is on yomtiv. In other words, there's no problem in general. It's only b'yomtiv who does here. But certainly the Torah would have allowed you to burn your truma and to use the ner, and everything would have been fine if it wouldn't be for this problem of the mitzvah on Shabbos and the gezerah that we have for yomtiv. Why is that? My time. How do we know that it's okay to use Truma Tameya? Now, Tosfos says, well, what do you mean, how do we know it's mutter? Well, we need a reason for something's mutter. Why in the world would you think it's usher? You look at it that way. I mean, this is more of a modern look. It's a given that it's usher. Now, let's figure out how we know it's mutter. So what exactly is going on? It entertains a few possibilities. Maybe it says lechora, it's a learning out of meiser. I mean, because truma is more chora than meiser. By meiser is b'feirish, but by the vidui meiser, lo achalti meno batamei, and the ben shanita mei or hutamei. But it says you can't bring in raya from meiser because there's many things the Gemara brings. There's five different things that meiser is more chora than truma. Surprisingly, meiser sheni. Many Matthias in the end thinks that the Gemara may be taken for granted we learn it from Bikurim, because it's Bukash to Bikurim, and in many places we learn out Dinim of Truma from Dinim of Bikurim, both called Rashis and so on. So since over there we give it a Dinim of Kanshim, we would assume there would be also the same way Bikurim. Okay. But in any event, if it's not so partial, that we take it for granted. No, I mean, it's Tomei, it's Truma. No, why not? So where indeed do we know that it's okay for us to use the Truma Tomei, huh? On by Rav, look, Keshem Shemitzvah the Sofa Kodashim Shinitmu, Kach Mitzvah the Sofa Tachruma Shinitmu. The din of Truma, in terms of its being similar to Kodesh in general, and besides it's something which we know we can't use, we always get rid of it in order to avoid Takalas, or Shemitz or Truma, we would be burning. Stop. Now, the Torah says clearly that B'Sha'at Bi'ura, you have to be Mevayer it. So we know we're going to be burning it. The Torah has told us that while you burn it, tenu mimenu, you should be able to use it. Where did the Torah say that? Echad amra Torah? Min Rav Nachman. Yom Rav Nachman amra rabba baravua amar kra, vani hine natati lecha et mishmeret trumotai. What's the meaning of the Lashon Rabbim, trumotai? So Trumotai must be referring to Bishtei Trumota Katuv Medaber. There's two different levels of Shmira on Truma. Achat Truma Tehora, Vachat Truma Temeah. And nonetheless, you are mechuyev to take care of that Truma and see to it that it isn't Nifsal, Nifkam, and so on. It says Natati Lecha. What does Natati Lecha mean? Omer Akmana Lecha, Shelcha Tehe, Lahasika, Tachatav Shelcha. That Truma is yours, it's all yours, do with it what you want, use it to cook your food, and there is no Isser in being Nena B'Shas B'Yur. There you go. Therefore, only Shaila would be, says Rav, from the Isser of Srefa and Yantiv. There's another reason for us to know that it's Mutar B'Chol V'Ibai Teima Min Rabbi Abu. The Om Rabbi Abu, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Why does it say in Vidui Maaser, V'lo Biarti Mimenu Batame? What's that? We're talking about Maaser here. We introduce it. You say V'lo Biarti Batame. What's the Mimenu? Apparently, it's stressing it was only Mimenu Iata Mavir. Avalata Mavir Shemen Shot Truma Shinitmeit. You can use the Biur of Truma Tameya, and therefore, obviously, you're not going to be misvada that you didn't burn it, because that mitzvah was to burn it. And the Vilim Maaser is everything I did right, not everything I did wrong. Now, how do you know it means that? Maybe it means Mimenu from Maaser Sheni. Iata Mavir, you're not allowed to use the oil of Maaser Sheni to burn. You can use oil that was given to the Beit HaMikdash, became Tamei, maybe it's telling me you're allowed to, and it's a pasuk. And I said, well, that's ridiculous. If Maaser, which is nowhere near as chomer as Kodesh, and nonetheless, Omra Torah, lo biarti mimenu batamei, I cannot, I mean, obviously if I'm saying I didn't do it, that's an issur. So I cannot burn it, benen it from it while I'm burning it because of tuma. So kodesh chamur lo koshiken, isn't it obvious that if you're talking about the yisur of kodesh, which was nitma, of course I can't benen it when I'm burning it. Oh, excuse me, but you could have said the same thing about truma. I mean, truma is also more chamur than maaser sheni. And you're coming to tell me the pasuk over here is mamaya truma, that only maaser sheni I can't burn, but truma I can burn and be nene from it. So if you're going to be marba truma, I mean, maybe it means to be marba kosher, but don't be marba truma. I mean, there's something that's counterintuitive here anyway, because the Torah is telling us, and basically both truma and kodesh are more chomer than maaser sheni. And yet, af al pi kein, I was going to say that it's mutter. Well, you can't do that. What do you mean? If I would say truma that it's a kal v'chomer, then how am I going to understand the mimenu? It says mimenu. Mimenu means forbidden, not from truma. Well, that's what I asked you. How do you know mimenu means forbidden, not from truma, maybe? Mimenu means forbidden, not from kodesh. Umara ita. I mean, why are you taking it so for granted? Oh, is it dover poshet to you? Ein baya. What are we going to do with a posik? I just asked you. How do you know the posik is talking about this case? Well, since mistabra, isn't it? Kodesh lo mimatinan was certainly not going to say you can burn kodesh while it's tamei. Shekein siman, the way to remember this is pink ox. You have a pink ox, it's comprised of the words pigol. Kodesh has a din of pigol. Certainly, truma doesn't, right? And noser, there's a din of noser on it. Korban, all the chumras of being a korban. And furthermore, your chayav mehila, which you're not chayav on truma, and the fazar eats it, eat it to truma, there's a chayav of karet, and it's osir la'onain, and all of those things, of course, is much more chomor than truma, so we're not going to be allow the kodesh to be burned. No, wait a minute, truma is more chomor than kodesh, adarabba. Truma lo mema'atina. Shekein, you know, this is that stuff that they use to spray chukim in Israel. It's called machpaz. So the simen is machpaz because you have misa. There's a chiyav of misa b'dei shamayim if a zar eats truma. There's a furthermore, there's a chiyuv of chomesh. You have to pay an additional chomesh, which you do not pay once you have something that it was, once it's hutar l'kohanim. That's the point. That's the moment. I mean, you may have for me'ilah, you can have chomesh, but there's no din of chomesh once it's the equivalent of truma. Namely, once this kodesh became mutar l'kohanim, it gets the same dinim of heter as truma does, there's no din of a chomesh of a vazar zorcha. So that means that there's a greater chumra to truma than kodesh, if you're going to compare the two. And furthermore, the pay is pidyon. The inla pidyon, in kodesh, you can buy kodesh out. Take off the kedusha and put it on a coin. You can't do that for truma. There's absolutely no way to turn truma into chumin. So truma can't have that pidyon. Furthermore, it's asur lezarim. It'll always be asur lezarim. I mean, there's some kodesh that isn't always asur lezarim. I mean, you have kachin kalin, you have tzrika, it becomes mutal abalim, and so on. Maiser behema, and so on. I mean, certainly you don't associate in your mind with the word kodesh zarut. Lav dafka. With truma, by definition, you associate the concept of zarut. So what do you do about that? Well, hanakrafishin. I mean, I don't know. I count pinkaks as being a lot bigger than a can of machpas. So, b'meila, you got more. You got two more things in the pinkaks than you have in the machpas. Besides which, I mean, the truth is, I mean, take a look. You're comparing truma and kodesh. You're telling me, well, after all, kodesh has got chorus, and truma has got nisvi de shamayim. No, exactly. So the kodesh is chomer because kodesh is more chomer than nisa b'dei shamayim. The kodesh can include ariyah. It's about locus. Why is it the age at which a person is lichrat chas v'shalom, or is it the gemin of kodesh ariyah? Here's the tosis that brings. But today's a little bit of a rush, but here's the tosis that brings. I mean, the place was a rush. Rush to the Kohen. Which one? Which Tosfos? The Tosfos on Amud Aleph, this is the big Tosfos about Kores. Here's the arguments we've shown him. Is every Kores Hariri? Is a special Kores that's Hariri? Zerenu Magi Elashiv Shim Shana? And what's the din by Misa B'dei Shamayim? Just means Niskatsu Yamav. There's various approaches. But in any event, it's certainly muskam that chorus is more chomer, perhaps for many reasons, than mitzvah b'dei shamayim. And that itself is the reason why it makes more sense to say that you're not allowed to be nehne from kodesh, which is chomer, than from truma, which is less chomer. Reb Nachum bar Yitzchak Amar, Omar Kro, what's the problem? It's a beferish of pasuk. Reishit begancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha, titein lo. So it's got titain lo. What else say titain lo? Who else? It said beferish for the kohen is zoch and truma. You just say titain. You mechuyif tizatosu explains it. Mechuyif to give. Which means titain lo. Obviously lo. We've already said that yisurim he can and nobody else can benefit from it. Kohen is zoch and truma. So lo must mean for his own bodily use. Velo lo oro. It's not meant to be used by him for just his or. Okay, so what does that mean, not to use truma to mail? Okay? In other words, don't take a truma that you can't give to the Kohen for any use other than his burning in his lamp. Meaning what? Don't use truma to mail. But meanwhile, it's telling you... you can't use it yourself. He can't use it directly in his body. He can't eat it. He can't put it in his salad. So meanwhile, it's telling you, okay, but there is a concept of la'ora. Right? Okay, so if that's the case, that's why Tosis is medayit, the lo velo lo. Because Tosis says, wait a minute, maybe it means titein lo in a way that he's able to use it. Maybe for his fire too. So that's a double portion. It would have just said titein. So I know, nitina has to have a shovi, by definition, has to be shavavut. So if I can't use it for or, the same way I can't use it for anything else, you're not adding anything. The moment you say the word titein, and I know it goes to Kohen, you're telling me it needs to be a nitina that's usable. So if there's a low, it must mean personally, always low in any context means for the thing directly. So if that's the case, it must mean there's an afkamina between his direct hana of his body, ingestion, consumption, or just burning. But if that's the case, the burning has value. So it must be he's being nana from the burning. So the Torah is telling me beferush that there is or that's usable on truma tameya. That's a given. So if that's the case, we can't possibly be using the mimenu to be lafuke kodesh and to leave truma beiser. The truma has to be that which is mutter.
Shouldn't we uro?
It's both. It's both. Because you're allowed to use it to be mavir. Tachat tafshilcha, which is uro, which is its fire, or to burn it in a lamp, which is oro. Either way, both are correct. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. So now, for some reason, everything has been fine so far. All of a sudden, there's a problem with itran. What's the problem? My time. Why would Rabbi Yishmael hold that ein madlikin beitran? Omar Rava, it's much preferred. The Bach changes it to Rava for reasons that we'll see. But Omar Rava, mitosh rechora gzera shemi anechana v'yetzer. If you light with something that has an unpleasant smell, that in the room that you're eating, you'll leave the room. Okay, I'm not going to eat my dinner in a place where I have the smell of some type of pitch in my nostrils, and my chong tastes like pitch. Some yeshiva about eating it at night. So therefore, because of that gzera, we won't allow you to use it. I understand. If you want to leave your room, leave your room. I mean, what's the problem? But you'd say, let him go. Goodbye, goodbye. I mean, what? Why are we makpid on his dafka, on his being in the room? This is a little bit strange. Rashi says, my spot on him. Who cares? Hey, he wants to leave the room, he can leave the room. So Tosfos says that, so apparently, what are we going to say? That a buyer holds his no chiyuv? Says Rabbi answers him. No, shani omer adlakas never shabbat chova. And a buyer holds adlakat never shabbat and no chova. That was just a nice thing to do. So Tosis learns. The question is there a chiyuv of or b'makom shu so it? Which the Achronim explain. The question is the din of Neirot Shabbat a din in Kavod Shabbat? So they didn't come on Shabbat. Somewhere in the house, it shows that there was a care for Shabbat. If it's a din in Oneg Shabbat, then it makes much more sense to be together with your Mokom Oneg, where you're eating. It adds a certain level. We know that says someone who doesn't see what he's eating is a mene. To be in a Suda in the dark is no fun. So what he's saying, says Rav, is saying, I hold the Mokom Suda. It's a chovah, which of course how we pass, and you're supposed to have your neiros in the place where you're sowing, if you're going to, if you have a choice. So, okay, others learn that, it's not chovah, that we're going to have to be mitaken, it's up to you. I mean, it's oneg. It's a mitzvah to have oneg. It may also be one of the dinim of oneg. Does that mean we're machai of you, that you absolutely must eat something tasty? I mean, it's a very choshev inyan on Shabbos. It's a choshev inyan. Hey, you want to go out of the room? You go out of the room. I'm not going to change our whole gezerah. Well, we say you're not allowed to use it. D'yom Rav Nachman bar Rav Zavda, V'armilom Rav Nachman bar Rova, Marav hadlakat ner b'Shabbat chova. Whereas rechitzat yadayim v'raglayim b'chamin on Erev Shabbat, it's a nice thing, but it's rishus that you should be able to come into Shabbos clean and at least have your hands and your feet washed in hot water, which was a great luxury once upon a time. So that's a rishus. V'ani omer mitzvah. I hold it's more than a rishus. I hold there's a mitzvah involved. My mitzvah, so we have three levels here. You have rishus, which it's up to you. Mitzvah, which you're mekayim, a mitzvah chovah, is absolutely a chovah. There's no... the question is what the relationship is chovah to mitzvah. Mitzvah for pashas is the most important, because as Tosfos points out, we talk about, let's say, mayim achronim chovah. Chovah means that because there's melach sedonis, you absolutely must take care of it. But it's not the getter mitzvah. So let's see, over here this would be mitzvah would be the greatest thing. Okay. My mitzvah.
Here it's less.
It's not clear. But Pasha, if we're using the same lotion of mitzvah, so it means that there's a specific reason to do this, that they were mitzvah you. Chovaz, it's part of an overall chov of kovet Shabbos. So what is the mitzvah? Because Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, says that Gachoy ben Hogosh Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eloy Erev Shabbos. What Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eloy used to Erev Shabbos is that Mevimo Areva Malayachar. They would bring him a tub that was full of hot water. Vrochet Panav Yadav Viraglav. Umitatev Biyoshev Bisadinim Hamitsuyatsim. He would sit down and he would wait, prepare himself to be Makabel Shabbos, wrapped in sadinim, which are sadinim are made out of pishta, linens, as we say today. We still call them linens because of that. And nonetheless, they had sitzes in them, which means he was wrapped in kilayim. He was going to be Makabel Shabbos, like that. V'domeh l'malach Hashem Tzvakot, and he shined, Talmid HaChachamim, says, V'domeh l'malach HaShoreis, V'hayu Talmidav, his Talmidim were there. See, they were machmir not to have their tchelas because it was kilayim, but their Rebbe was wearing the tchelas. You know, but they were more yeshiva-like. They didn't want to wear tchelas, so they used to take the sides of the sadinim and hide it from them. You know, maybe stick it behind them and stick it under them so he wouldn't see there's no tchelas on them.
Why tchelas versus any other system?
Why? Because if you're using lavan, most Rishonim learned that they, of course, lavan, they were matzah. If you use lavan, you can have lavan of pishta. And then you don't have kalayim. Mm-hmm. At the moment you make tcheles, it has to be temer. So then it's kalayim. And we'll see, there's a machlokas if you can have kalayim b'tzitzit. So the Talmidim wouldn't let the Rebbe see that they were not wearing tcheles. So yimechabim mimenu kanfei kisutan. And of course, he saw that they were a little bit overly careful. Amalem banai, what's going on over here? Lo kach shinetilachem heaven. I taught you often enough. Sadin betzitzit pechamai potri. The question of a sadin made out of tchelet, made out of pishtit. So bechamai says that here, and by the way, his shita is that the chiyuv of tzitzit is on the beggar, not on the person. Called klei kufsa. If your beggar's in the drawer, you're certainly not going to be over his kalayim for your beggar to be wearing kalayim. Right? And nonetheless, Beit Shammai says that there's no chiyuv of putting in tchelet into tzitzit because he doesn't darshan a whole smuchin. So since the Torah doesn't mean that you should put in tchelas into pishkin, so obviously that's not the mitzvah. Okay. Beit Hillel are mechayvin, because they darshan the posik. We have tzemru pishtim yacha together with gedim v'sase, which means make your tzitzit out of tzemru pishtim. And obviously, halacha kedivrei Beit Hillel, I've taught you. We paskim like Beit Hillel, why are you not wearing tchelet? Show me what you got there, boy. Why didn't they have tchelet? Vinu savre gizera mishum ksut laila. They held ein hachinami. Of course, there's a chi of diraisa. However, the rabbanon can be eiker b'shevi altase. The Gemara says even a chi of diraisa. So here, because we're afraid, we darshan that the reitemoto means it has to be dafka. Those things are normally worn in the day. So suppose a guy puts tzitzit on something that he is normally his pajamas. Wears it at night. If he wraps himself in such a thing, he's going to be over on Kilayim. But better not, despite very much sadinim, you're going to be wrapped up in your sheets. So therefore, better not to have it at all. So they held as a gezerah. Since we see that this is the way that Rabbi Yehuda Amarav says the Talmidei Chachomim from the Derech Kedmim would be Makabel Shabbos, and that's the Derech, the correct way to be Makabel Shabbos. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to be making yourself to be Mekabel Shabbos in that fashion.
You don't even have to wear tchelis at all even during the day because of Gzeira.
Because of Gzeira, even during the day. No, tchelis on Pishtim. Tchelis on Pishtim, yeah. Normally, the normal baguette, of course, would have tchelis. But you were talking about sheets.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to be Gzeira, Shum Ksud Laila. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyah
B'Dvaro. Amen.
Sorry, what's that?
Which is following
quote before this, you have comments?
That's something I didn't notice. You're right. I mean, but it always goes together. Kind of the other way around. It takes it for granted. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you better take off the trailers from the sheep, but leave on the leave on the lover.
Isn't it called? Why didn't he wash his whole body? Isn't it called Gufo?
It would have been nice if you could afford it. Of course, there's a mitzvah to do that too. But tiznach, in other words, but the mitzvah is at least that. Anything that you're mosif, of course, is a bigger covet for Shabbos. But tiznach mishalom nafshi. What when we say an eicha as part of our kina of the korban, so but tiznach mishalom nafshi nashiti tova. What does that mean? That my soul has been completely divorced, bereft of any sense of peace. I have no sense of peace. Referring to what particular thing is the shalom that was lost? Omer be'avu, that's referring to hadlokas ner b'shabbos, because we said hadlokas ner b'shabbos is fundamental shalom bias. To have a home in which you're walking around stumbling and feeling no warmth, no light, a dark house is a dark house. It's a dark home. That's the shalom. What is the shalom? It means that I wasn't able to have a ner Shabbos after the churban. Nisheti tova. What's the tova? This refers to, as our president points out, not enough just to have pon of yodav aragla. It means that I don't have a beit hamerchatz, and in that I don't have tova. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, or Rabbi Chiya bar Ava, as the quotes Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Zurachitzat Yadayim V'Raglayim Bechamim. To say Nisheiti Tova is not enough to say you don't have the Beit HaMerchatz. Because as long as you have hot water, at least you have the Pon of Yadav V'Raglav, or Rechitzat Yadayim V'Raglayim. Rabbi Yitzchak Nachomar Zu Mita Ma'a V'Kelim Na'im She'Aleha. The sense of Tova is something that's special on Shabbos. So that means to have a bed that is made up and looks beautiful with kelim that are roy for a high class bedroom. Rebbe Ava Amar, zo mita mutzat, the isha mekushetet to tamidei chachamim. It's more than a bed. What's a bed without a woman in it? So for tamidei chachamim who bedavka have their chiyuv of ona pam b'shavu as leil Shabbos, so for them, the tova, the nisheti tova, would be that particular chashivas of relationship on Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, Ezehu Ashir, once we're talking about what it means to lose that which is most important, and what is that special value. Kol sheyesh lo nachat ruach b'osho, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, listen, Ezehu Ashir Samer, okay. By the way, it's very interesting. Rashi says, well, what's that giving now? What do you mean, Ezehu Ashir? Because Rashi is not, what I mean, nafkamina is to you have to get there. To give in that ashirut is a value. Right? We were talking about this yesterday. That's a given. The question is, how much does a person have to really get ahead in the world to be an ashir? Okay, so Rabbi Meir says, wait, if you're happy with what you have, you're an ashir. Well, you have to go beyond that. Whatever makes you happy. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Kol sheyesh lo me'ah kramim, me'ah sadot, me'ah avadim she'ovdim b'hem, come, happy. I mean, you know, yeah, you can be happy as long as you've got 100 farms of vineyards, another 100 farms of, you know, ranch, chavat hashikmim, and of course you don't have to do any of the work yourself. You've got 100 people working for you. It's all grow that explains this all in terms of Limud HaTorah, its continuation from Talmidei Chachamim, says Rabbi Tarfon, is Kol Sheyesh Lo Nachat Ruach B'Osho is B'Mokom Shelibo Chofetz. That person is an usher in Torah when his chelik in Torah he feels he has and he's happy. I don't have this, I don't have that, maybe I don't know all the brisker roads, but that's my chelik. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Tarfon says that the Groz brings that each one of these things, Mea Krami, Mea says, Mea Vodim, is Keneged by more chazal that say mea, like mea brachas b'chol yom. So he says that the actual the mea avodim sha'ivdim b'hem is the mea brachas. The others he finds a lashon of agarata and a lashon of mesefes. So say, okay, so that's what it's referring to. I mean, obviously that it can't be mostly to be pshuta. Rabbi Akiva says, gentlemen, you learn from me. Toshi isho isha na'abemas. You have a wife that is a tzadekes. That's an osher. Rabbi Yossi says, look, there's one bottom line. Where is your bathroom?
Next to your table.
This goes all the way back to the Sechus Brochus. Le'es mitzor, going one madamer is Isha. Le'es mitzor, going one madamer is Betakis. If the women get hold of this, we're in big trouble.
Never mind the hundred.
Mika would like this one.
Huh? Yeah, I think so.
You see, Pari, which was in Yossi's town, the hygiene room is next to the grand dining room.
The what is? The hygiene room?
The hygiena.
The hygiena.
Is right next to the grand dining room.
And this is in Sipori,
yes,
which is a place in Barney's neighborhood.
Barney's
yes. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, he says there's an intention. Ein madlikin b'tzori, you can't use tzori for hadlaka. How do they translate? Tzori? Balsam oil? Balsam is, it's a highly flammable oil. It evaporates rapidly. It's generally translated balsam. Is that how they translate it?
Yeah.
Okay. My time of why not use, sorry, Omar Rabba mitok sherechon nodef. It's too pungent. So we're afraid you're going to enjoy it and take it for yourself. It's not just gentlemen. You know that it's there, so maybe you take a little bit out, put some around your neck, you know, pat the back of your head with it. But then, if you do that, you're going to be mechaber. Because taking fuel from a lamp that's burning, even though it doesn't affect the flame now, is essentially part of the keyboard, because the flame includes all of its potential burning. Omar le'abai, I mean, isn't there a more obvious reason? It's very flammable. Lema mar mitneshu af. I mean, it's not a very good idea to burn your home down for your day. I mean, that's certainly, if you're concerned that you may leave your house, I mean, as the flames consume your living room, you're going to certainly be leaving that house. No, that's a given. I'm saying, chod of ha'ot koma. Even it wouldn't be af. First of all, mitneshu af, that's a given. But besides anything, nafkamina is, of course, to learn from it, anything like that, it's a gzera, shema yistapik mimenu. We're afraid that you're going to take a little bit and you'll put out the fire without realizing that is the equivalent of putting out the fire. Now, this is a fantastic idea which you don't want to give to your wives if you have daughter-in-laws that they don't like.
Don't try this at home.
Exactly. Now, he chamsan, it was a particular mother-in-law, the avisaniya lala kalata, she really hated her daughter-in-law's guts. So she said to her, you know what, I bought you a great bottle of perfume. Here is your balsam perfume. Spray it liberally. Get it all over. It's great for you. So, of course, he was kashit b'mashkut ha'farshma. So she goes into the bathroom, sprays herself up. Aza itchit. She comes down. Siata. Ah, says her mother-in-law. You smell great. Now it's time for adlakas haner. Zil itle shraga. Go turn off. Light the Shabbos candles. So she did. Ozla itla shraga impav banura ve'achalta. The fire consumed her completely. That was the end of the daughter-in-law. All for the price of a bottle of perfume. What's that?
How good is on defense today? Many gifts, it's the only money gift.
You
should
have
left after shots.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. Tomorrow at 9:30, Bazaar Hashem. Sheva Brochus is opposed to Daf Yomi.